Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting 6th. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Del Singh chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Keene. Keene fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Keene. Jensen scores. White goes all the way around to score. Lepsio moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Bearer now pitching. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Delsing moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball 4. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrier covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. White reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Babe Barrier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrier hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Barrier reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrier moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Jim DelSing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DelSing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DelSing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. DelSing moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Babe Bearer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bearer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. the Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield bunts towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Delsing moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Delsing moves to third. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Malmberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Babe Bearer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bearer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Keeley. Keene moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Fain reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. Two outs. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Babe Bearer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bearer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing third base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Delsing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.